Okay, that was Eve Hell. And the Razors from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, covering AC/DC. The Rocker, the original Rocker, Bon Scott, vintage AC/DC, and they do a great job with that. You're locked into the barn burner. I was gone last week. I had a financial opportunity that I just couldn't pass up, so I had to forfeit my Friday. But I am back for more greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country this week, and it's going to be a great show. I just had a lady call in and told me that there's an event going on called Girlapalooza, and it's featuring the Vaughn Bones. Right now, it escapes me where this is actually happening, but if you're into, I take it, the Eve Hell and the Razors type rockabilly, some good girl rock and roll, I would Google Girlapalooza and check out the Vaughn Bones. That's happening on Saturday. It was kind of relayed to me quite quickly, so you should check that out. I miss South by Southwest again this year. And I'm pretty sad about that. One of these years, I'm actually going to have to go. One of the bands was featured quite prominently this year. I mean, there's obviously a lot of bands, but I followed via Twitter because I'm a total social network geek now. Was Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, and the man's very funny too. Some of his comments about the general public were very amusing. I got a chance to see Black Joe Lewis open up for Lucero 2 years ago at the Biltmore, and they just blew me away. Good news, they are opening up for Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings on May 27th at the Malkin Bowl. So if you like your rhythm and blues deep and dirty, you should definitely go check that show out. We have got a new Black Joe Lewis album. It's called Scandalous, and the name of this track is... Which one are we going to play today? Ah, You've Been Lying. I was listening to this last night. It's a killer. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you're locked into the barn burner. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. The Kiss presents Akron Family and Delicate Steve, Friday, March 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. The live shows of experimental folk rockers Akron Family are notoriously full of mind-blowing improvisation and powerful three-part harmonies. It's psychedelic Americana that's never the same twice.
And you are no longer river to me.
Advance tickets are available from Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Doors are at 8 p.m. That's Akron Family and Delicate Steve, Friday, March 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
And you are no longer docile stream. And you are no longer docile stream.
That was Run Through the Jungle by the Gun Club from their album Miami, obviously a cover of the CCR classic. Before that, we had Indian Wars with Carol Ann from their If You Want Me 7-inch. And we also had Davila 666, who played recently at South by Southwest. And they are playing next Thursday at the Railway Club. They're from Puerto Rico, and they're described as, I think it's Menudo on crack. But really, really just good, fun garage rock. So that's Davila 66. The name of that song was Eso Que Mahases. And before that, we had Freddie King with the Bossa Nova with Tootsie Twist from a new Vampy Soul compilation called Scratch That Itch, Hip Shakers Volume 2, actually. Another great compilation from the people at Vampy Soul. Right now, we have got a song from Duffy and the Downers featuring a former member. Well, not former, they're still around. A member of Lady Hawk. The name of this track is Scriptural Supplies. And yes, they are local people right from Vancouver. So this is Duffy and the Downers. Stay tuned. I'm sorry, Duffy and the Doubters, stay tuned. We've got a great rest of the show. We're going to get into some heavier, harder stuff later. Maybe a little country too, so stick around.
Back to bed. guitar store. He took a left eye out of his city, all right. Now he ain't taking nothing no more, more, more. Everybody knows it's a hard time living with pain and greed. Most folks aren't what they get for a living. Others who steal what they need. Down on the corner already talking, and they gonna cut that tape. I'm out of here just working for a dollar, and all I wanna do is stomp and holler. Everybody knows it's a hard time living on a minimum wage. Oh, some people just gonna sneak on through. Others gonna rattle that cage. One of these days, gonna find my way, or else just disappear. I'm out here in a filth and squalor. All I wanna do is stomp and holler. Showed up in town. Oh, yeah! Uh-huh.
money coming in, cause I have a child support to a family who don't want me, but won't leave me alone. It's a terrible way to live, but it ain't my choice. I sign away all the murders on the little invoice. Like to be the hero on the evening news, smiling in the face of danger, life is nothing to lose. Take a night terror, score self-detonate, telling kids to stay in school and always get good grades. But I'm gonna learn to fly an airplane, and I'm gonna make my country proud. I'm gonna send this song to Nashville and sell my soul to a whole new crowd. Oh yeah.
Join the UBC Film Society for their weekly movie screenings at Subs Norm Theater every Wednesday to Sunday.
This week's screenings are
Wednesday the 23rd through Sunday the 27th, it's The Fighter at 7 p.m. and Beautiful at 9:15 p.m. Wednesday the 23rd at 5 p.m., don't miss the Film Society's last general meeting of the year.
Tickets are $2.50 for members and $5 for non-members. For more details and membership information, visit ubcfilmsociety.com. See you at the movies!
That's right, UBC students. Take advantage of all the services that that your university and the EMS have to offer you, like the Film Society. Great movies, low prices, and always a good time. Still haven't checked out The Fighter yet. I'm going to have to see that. All right, that set, the last set that you listened to was Middle Brother from the new album, Middle Brother. And the song was called Middle Brother. Definitely some issues there. Actually, Middle Brother is kind of a root supergroup made up of Deertick's John McCauley, Dawes, Taylor Goldsmith, and the Delta Spirits, Matthew Vasquez. And the album is really good. I suggest you go and pick that up. Before that, we had Stomp and Holler by Hayes Carl from the album K-Mag, Yo-Yo, and Other Songs. Now, K-Mag basically stands for Kiss My Ass, Guys, You're On Your Own. And I think it refers to a bit of a soldier story there. Before Hayes Carl, we had some more country action from Eddie Spaghetti, the lead singer and bassist from the Super Suckers, from his new solo album called Sundowner. And yes, that was the self-titled track, Sundowner. You know what? We're going to play another song about being, well, let's see, being the black sheep of the family, just like kind of in Middle Brother, you know, trying to fight to get recognition. From their album Sex, Drugs, and Bill Monroe, this song is called Black Sheep. Name of the band, 9 Pound Hammer. You are listening to The Barn Burner, featuring the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Up early, be good to my dogs. I'm gonna teach my children to play. black sheep of the family. I drive me a big old semi-truck. I make payments on a two-room shack. My wife, she waits on tables. In the night, she rubs my back. I tell her what my papa said to my mama when he got off the highball train. Wake me up early, be good in my dogs. Teach my children to pray. Now listen here, woman. Wake me up early. Good to my dog, and teach my children to pray.
that Adam bomb of a set finished with, I know what you're thinking, you're like, was that Monster Magnet? Yes, it was Monster Magnet from their new album, Mastermind, a band that really doesn't get any press anymore, but still puts out, you know, not reinventing the wheel style albums of just like kick-ass bombastic rock and roll. That was Bored with Sorcery from the new Monster Magnet album, Mastermind. Before that, Come On! Featuring Ian Blurton, obviously, on guitar, from their new, well, quasi-new album, Beyond the Pale Horse. It took Ian almost half a year to get a copy of that to the station. I've had it for quite some time, but the station finally has a copy. Come on, Ian, you gotta network that shit, man. So that's from Come On. You and I spelled E-Y-E. Ooh, very tricky. And obviously before that, Black Sheep from 9 Pound Hammers, featuring Blaine Cartwright from Nashville Pussy. The name of that album was last year's Sex, Drugs, and Bill Monroe. You know what? Let's keep things a little bit noisy still, shall we? What better way to do that than play one off Neil Young's new album, Le Noise, produced by Daniel Langlois. Name of this track is Walk With Me.
Feel to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Come back again. Are you going to start?
That's Lecherous Gaze off of TP Records, same label that brought you Quest for Fire and the Warlocks and Band of That Ilk. A kind of Danzig inflected rock and roll. The name of the track is Rock and Roll Lust. I got one more for you, and then Tyler and Cam are coming in for Radio Zero, so stick around for that. It's been a great set today, a lot of variety, had a lot of fun. Thanks for sticking around, so I will see you next Friday, 1 till 2 o'clock. Last song for you today is from The Blowholes, a all-girl two-piece, actually, off the Transistor 66 label. The name of the song, Huck Finn. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.